You ready? Okay. Like I said, this was a true story. It was me and about 13 other guys. I was about 13, maybe 14. Like I said, we were always playing in the woods, and during this time, we were, like I say, teenagers. And when we played cowboys and Indians at this time, we used BB guns. That way, when you got shot, when you say, "I shot you," you knew you were shot, you know. Anyway, this particular one day, we had our BB guns. We were walking in the woods, a group of boys, and we walked up on these big, huge gallon jars. It looked like mud in the jars. And we just started throwing rocks at them. And we got down the last three of them, and we could smell, obviously, it was corn mash. And we stopped throwing them. Everybody said, "Don't throw any more rocks," right? So we had built this wood cabin out in the woods near there. Mm-hmm. And so we decided, and this is a Friday night, and we said, okay, here's what we'll do. One guy was going to go bring a bag of potatoes. One guy was going to bring a loaf of bread, and we were going to stay all night, and we were going to drink some of that moonshine. Nobody had ever drunk any of it. True story. And so we got back. It was getting near dark, and I think somebody said, well, we need to get some candles. So one boy went home and got some candles. So we had candles everywhere out in the woods. How we didn't burn the woods down is beyond me. But anyway, we would bake the potatoes and make toast out of the bread, and we would take a swig. We'd pass it around, and we thought it was going to taste like cider, mm-hmm. because it was mashed, but it was strong. And we drunk that stuff, and it burnt my mouth. And thank God we were by the water, so we just go down and drink the water. And we got tore up. I mean, every one of those boys, we got tore up. We were singing all night long and telling scary stories. I mean, it was fun. That was, you know, I'd probably kill my kids if they did something like that. But at the time, we were just wild kids, you know. Nobody told. No, the parents didn't have a clue, you know. But we think it was only like one bottle. We never finished the other two. We just broke them. And I remember another incident. There was a relative of mine up the road, further up Mine Road, that had a still back there, and my father knew about it, but he never, you know, said anything about it. And I was hunting one day, and I just started hunting, and a gentleman still blew up. This gentleman's still alive too, and he caught a fire. I mean, he was actually setting the woods on fire as he was coming out, and they caught him, and to this day he's still burnt. And I'm not gonna call his name, but that happened. And even as a kid, there were certain people that sold corn liquor on the road, mm-hmm. but you never discussed it. Mm-hmm. You never ever discussed it. Mm-hmm. And this one lady sold liquor, corn liquor particularly. And I thought it was kind of neat. She was slick. She was the slickest bootleg I've ever known. She would keep her liquor, corn liquor, and understand this. It was routine to go in anybody's house that didn't have running water. They'd have an old plastic bucket. You use the bathroom. You could do number two in it, but you could do number one. And they'd keep that bucket in there. And what she would do is keep that bucket. If she didn't use it for the bathroom thing, she kept her liquor in it. And she would put a little drop of cornstarch oil or something that made it turn yellow, okay? You follow me so far? And whenever the police would ever come, she'd kept three Junior Snaps cookies near there. And if the police ever come in, she'd just crumble them up and drop them into it. And guess what it looked like?
Yes.
They never test it. She'd strain it off, and sell that liquor. Think about that. It's a true story. True story. That's how she sold her. She never hardly ever get caught. Say they may catch her with some beer or something like that. And she used to put paraquat, is that what it is? What the thing for the baby's teething? What put the babies asleep? She put paraquat in her liquor also. Mm, wow. So if you got a 50-cent shot, you may drink that two or three shots, and next thing you know, you wake up with no money. That's the place I grew up in. And I knew all about that, and I was like, you know, that's just the way they hustled. They hustled and made a living back then. You know, I would never, even as a grown man, even think about going to places. Even though I grew up there, I would respect them, but I wouldn't, you know, go around stuff like that. And towards the last, and I know for a fact, whenever Cherry Hill would get dry for moonshine, they'd come to Batestown to get moonshine. That's a fact. You can ask people in Cherry Hill to this day, and they'll tell you that. That's an absolute fact. And the last time I knew of anybody that actually made moonshine was a gentleman who in July used to have smoke coming out of his chimney.
Last July?
No, not last July. During the month of July.
Okay.
This happened maybe 10, 15 years ago. That's the last person I know did it. No, I take that back. It was more than 15 years ago, but 20 years ago. And he had a still in his chimney. So, and we know, everybody's like, why is it, you know, it's 80 degrees, why has he got a fire going, you know? But they were very creative people back then.